Chelsea Green Publishing presents Understanding the Heart: Surprising Insights into the Evolutionary Origins of Heart Disease and Why It Matters by Dr. Stephen Hussey. Read by Bob Sauer. Introduction. It happened shortly before noon on January 5th, 2021. I was in my kitchen making lunch when I turned to get something out of the refrigerator and felt a sudden pain in my chest. At first, I thought my pec muscle was tightening up after the workout I'd done 45 minutes prior. But then, the pain intensified, and soon it was so bad I couldn't continue cooking. I turned off the stove, stood still for a moment in the kitchen, and then, feeling flushed and hot, walked outside into the backyard to sit for a minute and cool off. Outside, the pain continued to intensify. I realized that whatever was happening to me wasn't normal and that I needed to get help immediately. I thought for a moment about driving myself to the hospital, but the mounting intensity in my chest convinced me to call 911 instead. When the EMTs arrived, I walked a few steps to the stretcher, and off I went in the back of an ambulance. Inside the ambulance, the pain ratcheted so much that I couldn't keep a lid on it. I felt sorry for the EMT riding with me, who had to listen to my wails. When we arrived at the hospital, he wheeled me into the ER and handed the doctor a printout. The doctor looked at it and instructed her team, "Possible STEMI, prepare the cath lab." An ST elevation myocardial infarction, or STEMI, is a heart attack in which one of the three major arteries gets blocked. When a STEMI occurs in the left anterior descending LAD coronary artery, as mine did, it is known as a widowmaker because only 12% of people who experience them outside of a hospital setting survive. The medical team wheeled me into a room, cut off my shirt, took off my pants and underwear. I felt like there were a million hands on me inserting IVs and prepping for the cardiac catheterization. Nurses bombarded me with questions about my health and how long I had been feeling this pain. I remember asking them not to call my parents just yet. I didn't want to burden them. Eventually, the nurses wheeled me out of the room and into an elevator, and up we went to the lab. Once in the catheterization lab, there were more hands everywhere. At first, they tried to go in through the radial artery in my wrist, before abandoning that for the femoral artery. There was a sudden cold sensation on my groin as they sterilized the site.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?